Good afternoon. This is the Monday, October 10th meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee of Sylvania City Council. It's 4:30. On the 10th, present today are all the committee members, Lutke, Capellini, Hussman, and Mishka, along with council members Fry and the mayor, and our law director, Leslie Brining. We have one topic that was noticed today, which I think is fairly straightforward, and then one other matter that I'd like to discuss. And why don't we just go ahead with the noticed matter first? Doug can catch up. We had a presentation at our last city council meeting by Imagination Station. They specifically asked it for an endorsement from council. We felt that it was appropriate to send it to committee to discuss, primarily in my mind, because we several years ago established a formal process to accept and review requests for levy endorsements. This was driven by the fact that we had what I would characterize as a number of walk-in requests in the final weeks before the election, not allowing council to have any kind of review to look at the numbers and so on. So, hi.
Hi.
Come on in. I'm Mark. I'm the chairman.
Stephanie, nice to meet you.
How are you?
Good.
We're here talking about levy endorsements. You have something else that you want to talk about?
Yeah, just one question.
Okay.
We have heard, different sources talking about this, but the Anderson's Market might be closing in Sylvania off mm-hmm. of Sylvania Avenue. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know if, they had approached city council or talked to you guys anything about it or anything.
I don't know. The mayor's here. Do you want to comment on that?
I can.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need to interrupt their meeting. I can talk to you out there.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay. We aim to please. This is a fast-track city administration.
That's where I grew up. I went to St. Joe's.
Did you? Way to go. All right. Bingo.
That's right.
Hold on.
I'm not very good at this.
That's why he's the professional.
It's way above my head. Okay, so since we're back on the tape, the process was established formally a couple years ago to have the council be able to consider levy endorsement requests that were submitted prior to 30 days before the election. Okay, so when this came to city council last Monday, we still had all of last week to look for other requests. Leslie tells me we have not received any.
Nope.
I think you checked with Sharon.
Correct.
We have not received any. So with that said, this is the only request other than the school district's one, which we've already reviewed, to take a look at. I think all of you saw the documentation that they sent in the packet last time. I think they handed it out mm-hmm. last time. Very comprehensive set of financials, very specific discussion about how they serve Sylvania residents and the population from Sylvania, including a program that I think they have going with the school district. So that's the only one on the table. I will say that I think that there was some concern by members of council privately that we didn't want to be in the position of having to endorse multiple levies, right? There are 8, I believe, that are countywide on the ballot, and that I don't think it's, in my view, good public policy for us for a council to endorse all of them, right? And we'd have to pick and choose. I think the fact, at least in my view, that there's only one puts that in a little different light, but that's why we're here today. The administration has drafted as our request at council last time, a resolution to approve an endorsement for Imagination Station, but we're here to discuss that. So I think, what are your thoughts?
So, I feel like they're doing all the right things. I mean, they're a strong partner with our schools. They're offering, it sounds like an amazing STEM program to the Sylvania school students. They're they've got partnerships going on for grant money from other sources. There was a nice statement from Adam Fineski about what they're offering, and they're hardly, I mean, in the whole scope of what everybody's asking for, they're hardly asking for anything. So I would put them at the top of my list. An easy one to endorse. Not much money, all the right things.
Okay, other thoughts?
I agree with what Katie said. I think they're certainly helping our children and their education, and so if we want that to keep going, we're
right.
Need to vote for it.
I would say for me, this is an important consideration here is the fact that they are not one of the entities that is making a levy request a year early. Several of them are. They could easily have waited and been on the ballot in 2017, and the conventional wisdom is this is a good election cycle to be on the ballot. These guys have a levy that expires in December, and so if this doesn't get approved, they actually do lose their funding. So I think that fact, plus the fact that it's a relatively small ask for a pretty big impact, creates a sense that they probably deserve it.
Mark, is your question more along the lines of how we should go forward with a specific request, or is this more of an where should we be in terms of multiple requests coming in, and where does that make sense for us to position ourselves, right?
No, my point was the former.
Certainly, if we had 8 requests, then, we're either going to endorse 8 of them, and, the message with that could be taken the wrong way, meaning that the city endorses, additional taxes for anything that's put in front of them, or you're disappointing people, and it's going to be somewhat subjective to decide who to disappoint.
Yeah.
Right? So is that kind of where you're...
Well, I would probably say that a different way. I think that I certainly am aware, and probably all of us are aware, that the Lucas County community has a profound tax burden already, right?
Right.
So we have to be very, very thoughtful about which of the agencies that come before us we do endorse. I really do think that there are different levels of management and different levels of impact among the agencies. So, quite honestly, different sense of urgency, and from the standpoint that some of the levies that are on the ballot could easily have been deferred for a year, right? And this is or have a request for an increase. So no, I think all of that's issue. I'm not really, however, looking for a policy discussion about how we want to handle this moving forward. I think my point about mentioning the fact that we don't have any others is what it is. That this is the only one we're having to consider this time.
Is the library levy coming a year early?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And it's an increase.
And this isn't an increase, it's just a straight renewal.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that the issue on the table for this particular discussion is you have a resolution in front of you, and do we feel comfortable recommending to council its approval next Monday? Somebody needs to make a motion if we do.
I'll make a motion that we recommend approving this levy endorsement for council next Monday.
Okay, you need a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Moved by Katie and seconded by Sandy. All in favor, committee members, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Motion's carried. We'll put that on the agenda for next week. Doug missed it out. Missed the discussion, I guess. The other thing that I wanted to have, since we have a little time, I hope, that I wanted to discuss is the next issue that we're going to have to discuss here in some form, and those are our community funding requests, which come to us, I think, in the past. Although it usually, the mechanics of it go through the Finance Committee, we've been asked a couple of times at this committee to develop policy about or attitudes about community funding. I think this goes back to a time during the downturn where the city really was strapped and had to be be very concerned about the kind of dollars it was putting into the budget. But specifically, we have the regular requests from the Chamber and the Arts Commission and so on. And in addition, a new request from the YMCA. We've all gotten a copy of that letter, I think. We see how they're framing it. It's not a large amount of money, but I think philosophically, without making any decisions today, I'd just like to have a little discussion and get your thoughts about whether we would want to.
It was a few minutes late, then I went to the wrong place.
Oh,
well, we just voted.
Did you get done?
Good. Yeah, but we're changing, we're moving on to a separate piece.
Okay.
Which is the YMCA's request to be included in community funding this year.
Okay.
Again, an open question, is this something that we want to entertain? If we're not interested in entertaining it, I don't want to lead them on, right? I think we need to get back with them. So, without making decisions, I thought I would take the temperature of the group to see what we feel about that.
I thought Doug's comment at the last meeting is because they have membership dues and fees. So it's not like anybody in the community can just walk in the door and say, hey, can I use your pool? Mm-hmm. You know, they're a members organization. I mean, they do great things in their community for their people that are paying dues. So they have a way to get money. Revenue.
Okay. I agree, but I don't know if that's the only thing that would. I mean, there are other groups that receive the letter that collect memberships as well.
That we support.
So that alone.
Chamber, for sure.
Chamber, for sure.
And while it's smaller, Historic Village is the same way. Do they receive too? It's a lot smaller membership,
well,
but.
Yeah. Well, and I think we offer to all the citizens. I mean,
yeah.
You can come to our events. And we don't charge for any event. If you want to be a member, that's a nice thing, but it doesn't really entitle
okay, so
you to any
type
special.
Of that's a different
right,
type of membership.
Right,
yeah.
I, it might be have
that's
another name.
That's more of a supporter
but,
than a member.
Right,
and I think
exactly.
The Arts Commission is sort of the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, right.
They do a spot of a
right.
Membership drive.
Right.
Right.
Wow. But those members are members at the Y are members specifically in order to use the facilities.
Right.
I just feel like the Chamber has another level too of services that they offer around the community and like their support of events and
mm-hmm. Right. Doug, you have any thoughts about this?
I prefer not.
To include them? The rationale for that?
I'd rather constrain the list than expand it, frankly.
My concern is it's a slippery slope, even though it's a relatively small request. There are so many organizations who do great work that we're not funding that we could be looking at a list 15 or 20 deep that, you know, start to have an impact, and that's my concern about it.
Sure. And I think that
I could give you that could give you that list pretty quick.
I'm going to grab some water.
And that concern may be added to by the location as well. It's outside of the city as well. Only that you could open your door to a lot more requests than we would have normally.
That's a good point. You know, that's not something that drives my thought process, but Jason, on that. But that is a good point as well. You know, I
probably.
You know, I personally support the YMCA. I'm a member, but I also have made personal contributions. So I think that's a wonderful organization. I just don't know if this is the right thing to do with taxpayer dollars.
Who's on the committee? You four?
Yeah.
No, Mark.
Mark's the chair.
Mark Fry.
And Katie and
sorry.
I. And
Mark
yeah,
Cameron.
There
yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Of Waterdeep, yeah.
We're interlopers, right?
Yes, yes. We are.
And very well.
We agreed to recommend approval of the inclusion of the resolution, but we moved on to talking a little bit about funding for the YMCA. And I do. I think the slippery slope argument is where it agrees.
Right.
Yeah, I think that probably, no, I don't know that I've heard anybody say that the Y is not a worthwhile organization. It's been pointed out, not in this conversation, but separately, that they're also not located in the city of Sylvania.
We did have that. That was just mentioned.
What I think we might do, given what I sense the tone is here, that when Mary has her initial finance committee meeting on the 20th, I think it's going to be the 20th now, we simply, is a discussion point, feed that into the conversation. Not, you know, just kind of a sense of the committee statement. So if we're all comfortable, I'll proceed that way.
I guess to another point in regards to this request, and there's not enough requests to make sense, but should there be some sort of policy developed that says, if, you know, if we're going to support, these are the types of organizations we support, or do we just, as naturally as they come in, you know, we make a case-by-case decision as
No, actually, Mark, that's a great idea, and I don't think we've ever done that.
People would know ahead of time.
Not unlike what we've done with levy requests, right? We have a set time frame and so on, and I think that maybe defining the parameters, which is, and there's a precedent for doing that in one other matter, too. We had over time, people who wanted to do street namings for people, right? And those were kind of coming in willy-nilly for a while, and so we actually sat, and actually that was the first thing I did on council, was sit with Barbara Sears, to help define what the criteria were for that, right? So for Judy Young Lane, mm-hmm. for Mannheim Street, Steve Miller Guy, Freddie Boggs, mm-hmm. we've put those to good use. So that's something that I think we can mm-hmm.
make. One of the problems with doing a policy will be making sure we have a policy that we like that also includes the people we're currently funding. Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest with you, Doug. I couldn't sit here and mentally go through the exercise of figuring out what the common denominators are, and I'm sure there are some.
One of them is not being located within the city of Sylvania. Mm-hmm.
Is that community services?
Family services. Yeah.
Which would be in more, be sort of a natural. The chamber is obviously more regional, too.
Right.
I can take a look at what other cities have in place as far as
yeah,
I'm
that
sure.
Would be great.
Yeah, and get something
and
back to you.
We don't need to do this for this
right.
particular
no.
Budget
cycle.
Right.
Well, our policy could be that we have four organizations that we fund and we don't anticipate funding others.
And that could well be, or we could grandfather those four mm-hmm. to the extent the city council
for any
to approve
requests.
It and say
yeah.
any future requests have to meet at least these criteria, but it will be determined on a case-by-case basis.
I think we should always say case by case because
who knows?
We can't predict what.
And you can always amend your policy. It's your policy.
Was it tied to the hotel tax? So there's just like a very.
It's exceeded that by now, hasn't it?
No.
I don't know.
No.
So I mean,
we haven't increased our allocations to them significantly ever.
And is the hotel taxes or the entertainment taxes that stayed the same? I mean, that's kind of our.
Countywide, it's gone up, so I don't know what it's done here.
Because at one point we decided. That's what our cap was, and that's what we were going to tie it to. I don't know if that's still what we want to do.
But I thought the last year, at least, it was higher than.
We were always looking for some way to cap it.
For some reason, the tax for hotel tax is like $55,000 sticks in my mind. I may be wrong in that budgetary line item.
Yeah, I think it sounds right.
But I'm going from my memory, and it's not as good as it used to be, so.
But it's obviously better than anybody else's.
I don't know about that. I suspect the mayor could probably tell you off the top of his head.
Well, let's see. He's got 55. I got 70. You got 65.
I do remember Toby quoting the number to me and me being surprised how high it was. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But as for the exact number, I can't tell you. And it was the discussion was more as we lost that income for all those years, and now we're getting it. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, some good action steps, I think, in terms of developing guidelines, possibly grandfathering the existing organizations, looking for some benchmarking that you're going to do, Leslie, and see if we can find a common denominator that might be the core of a set of criteria. Okay. So we'll maybe schedule this for consideration in after the beginning of the year.
That would be great.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then we can have something ready for the next budget cycle in 2017.
Yep.
Maybe we're 4-18.
Mm-hmm. That
okay.
sounds good.
Are we good with it?
Good.
Yes. Anything else? Okay. Then we are adjourned at 4:55.